Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go. Oh, I just had the most incredible experience over the weekend. I finished up the 10-speaker event that we had last week, and I was a little spent. Sometimes the focus, I'm so engrossed in the process that I even forget to eat or drink anything. I almost forget to move around, and once it's over sometimes, then I get this opportunity for regeneration. So often for me, I don't know where you go. Where do you go to regenerate? What do you do? I hit my kitchen and I do some baking because in there I connect with my loved ones who aren't with me in the physical anymore. My grandfather, who was a German baker, some of my aunts, we kind of, you can feel it. You can feel the presence there. I know that they're with me all the time, but in the kitchen is where I have the most pure communication. Just like for some people, when they pray, the best place, my aunt always said, for her to pray was in her church, although she could go anywhere. For me, it's up in the woods at Spirit River. So when I want to do some powerful connecting, I go to a certain place. I wonder where you go to do your powerful connecting. In the kitchen the other day, I created German sausage soup, and I made some apple kuchen recipe from my grandpa's bakery. And as I make the streusel and I make certain aspects of the cake, I just feel like my grandfather's hands are within my hands, and we're doing that together. The enjoyment is simultaneously all of ours, and it's a co-creative process. Then I took that over to my mom and dad's house. I had dinner for them. They're 97 and 87. We're like in the extra rounds, you know, like the bonus at the end of the concert where you get the encores, but we're still making new memories. So I slept over there, and when I left this morning, I just felt fabulous. I had such an incredible almost 24 hours of focusing on connection for me. So, you know, it's never too late to make new memories, and it's never wasted when you go and you engulf yourself in the most beautiful thoughts and memories you ever had in your life, and you let those effervesce through your experience in a level of appreciation for your life. That's something that I do to recharge myself. It's not a wallowing in the past, wishing I had what was back there. It's a bringing forward of the best, like the greatest hits, and continuing forward with that momentum. So I hope this is interesting for you today, valuable. Pop into the Instagram and let me know. Some of you aren't in Instagram. I want to encourage you to get there. It's beautiful. It's like a book of pictures that you can get stories with, and it's a really beautiful platform for positivity. So I want to encourage you to jump in if you haven't done it, to try it, expand yourself, jump into the Instagram, and tell me what you do to connect with the best, the greatest hits in your life, to create incredible momentum to shift forward that's in the area of high level appreciation. Love to you.